welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT D-I-N-O M-I-G-H-T.
Getting all loungy on us.
What's going on, Jonas?
Oh, nothing, man. Just another day in paradoxal.
See, there you go.
Paradise, my friend. Another day in paradise.
Good. No, it is paradise, Jonas. Any day above ground, good sir. Any day
above ground. I feel you, man. Even if you're having a bad day, you're not in the ground.
That is true.
That's a great segue to a story I have, but I'm not going to get there yet.
No, because we got to rock, paper, scissors to see if we can get there.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us live on Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. If you aren't watching there and you're watching on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, or you might be listening to audio only, Spotify, iTunes, who knows? But we want to thank you regardless. Are you mocking me?
No! Hand movement is good, dude.
And as always, if you want to follow our social media, Crazy Town Media, just search for that, or thecrazytown.com. You got some good stuff for today, man?
No.
Do we ever have anything good, really?
Not really, man.
Yeah, dude.
Get ready to get misinformed.
Dude, we have the truest truths ever.
No, Jonas.
We have never talked about anything fake. We don't do fake news.
Jonas, if your journalistic integrity is contained on those 6x9 report cards.
That's not 6x9, but yeah, we'll go.
Whatever.
3x5.
3x5, even worse.
4x5. I don't know.
That is the extent to your journalistic integrity.
Dude, it's...
Get ready to get misinformed.
My journalistic.
We're going to tell you about some shit. You got to do your own research. That's
the fun. It's all truth, though. We are not fake news, man. Are you fake news in me? You bring
up. I'm just saying that it's not fake. It's just not complete news.
It is, too.
Okay.
When have you told a partial story?
What do you do? We tell partial stories all the time.
Oh, yeah. You'll be like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I call that the Alfred Hitchcock.
Why do you call it that? Just because you like the word cock?
No, dude. The Alfred Hitchcock, like, he would leave the stories with, like, you, like... It's like a cliffhanger. You either gotta like do your own research or you make up your own ending. Like, what happened to that guy? I don't know. He got eaten by a pack of bears.
Yeah, they call that black mirroring today.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Twilight zoning, black mirroring, all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Twin peaking.
Twin Peak didn't do that.
Oh, dude, I've peaked on some twins.
Whoa. Zing. All right. Well, anyway. You ready to get into some news or lack thereof?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question real quick.
Yes.
How you doing, man? You good?
Yeah, dude, I'm doing all right.
You doing all right?
It was a long day today, man.
Was it?
It really was. I had a long day, but you know what?
Sorry to hear that, buddy.
I'm not in the ground, man.
Yeah, so we're damn sure.
Yeah, dude, so I'm doing, what about you? How are you doing okay?
Yeah, you know what? I woke up in a better mood than I did on Monday, and I've been in a pretty decent mood all day, actually.
Heck, yeah.
Yeah, work wasn't too bad. Life ain't too bad.
And, yeah.
You know, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah, it's never going to give you up.
Jonas,
I'm
going
to let you down.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Absolutely.
And this is, you can tell that I'm
That's
in a
like
good
the most
mood.
Excited I ever see you
let
about anything.
Let me tell you, dude. I wake up, dude, and there's a spider web on my car.
Okay.
And there's this spider, like, the size of a nickel, dude, like, just hanging out.
Like, in between your mirror and the window?
Yeah.
Overnight, he built that nest.
So what do I do?
Killed it.
No, I didn't kill it.
Ate it.
I just took off, dude. And he was just, like, hanging on for his dear life. Like, he balled up, and he was just like, fuck this, I'm not going out. You can't see it if you're listening, but I'm, like, balled up in a fetal position in my chair. And he was just hanging on.
When did he let go? How far from the house?
Well, I got to work, dude, and then he just crawled in my mirror. I was like, no, it's going to liberate my spider, bro, but I didn't get an opportunity.
So, like, he's just so, like, tonight he's going to come out. You're going to come out in the morning, and your entire your entire car is going to be cocooned up, dude. You're not even going to be able to get through his web.
He's going to... Charlotte's Web, a middle finger in it or something.
Yeah, too. Dude, he'll be like, F you, bro. He'll spell it out on the front windshield.
That was my harrowing tale from this morning. Thank you.
Oh, man. Dude, you know, I've tried to murder a spider once and failed.
Nah, I don't like to kill bugs if they're outside.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I try not to kill bugs outside neither. Now that I think about it, yeah.
Because I honestly feel like that's their domain, but if I'm inside, nah, you're good as gone.
Wow, man.
You're gone, dude.
It's like the executioner.
This is my kingdom. Do not infiltrate my
Crazy
sanctum.
Town compound is a bug-hating premises. All right, you ready to rock, paper, scissors? You goes first?
Sure, Jonas.
All right.
I know you love...
I'm ready, started, dude. I'm going.
I'm
all
you ready?
Up, dude.
All right. No, you changed it.
I want the paper.
I know. You still cheated, though.
You won and I cheated.
You cheated to make me feel better. I will not accept your mercy win.
You do lose every time, so maybe it is time that you won.
No, dude, just freaking go.
I didn't change it.
You changed it. It went like
Let's
this.
Let's go two out of three, then, so I got to win two before you win.
I'm not doing
all
it
right,
anymore.
Dude, that's
either
fine.
Go no or pity. We turn off the cameras.
Just never do another podcast on
Yeah.
All right, man, this is all over the place right now, so Mr. O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
He's been free for just 2 years. Yeah. Haven't really heard much about him for 2 years. He's been laying low.
Yeah, I guess.
He's been hanging out.
Yeah. He was only in jail for, like, trying to steal back stuff that was his.
Yeah, that's what every thief says, though. That's my ATM I was trying to steal out of the 7-Eleven.
No, this is all my money. They put it in this ATM.
So, it's all my money they put it in here. I'm trying to get all my money out of one ATM, officer.
I have an account at this bank, thank you.
So, he joins Twitter to set the record straight, he says.
Yep.
He posts a video, one of his first tweets. It said, it should be a lot of fun. He's got some getting even to do. I don't know if murder is the ultimate getting even, but he did that 25 years ago.
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
All right, he's innocent.
I feel like...
He was proven innocent, dude. Court of law, man. He's innocent.
All right, dude, he's innocent. He didn't do anything wrong.
No, dude, he didn't do nothing. All right, devil's advocate,
When he says getting even to do, he probably just meant... People have been talking shit about him for a long time, and now he's here to defend himself.
Well, yeah, and that's what the article said. It said that even his lawyer came out and said there's been a lot of misinformation about him for years, and he wants to come out and, like, from the, what do they say, from the source of the crotch?
From the horse's mouth.
From the horse's mouth, source of the crotch.
Source of the crotch. No, that was good. I actually like the source of the crotch. New idiom, add it to your English lexicon.
Instead of saying from the horse's mouth, say from the source of the crotch. Everyone will get it.
Yeah.
So I get it, man. He wants to come out. He wants to be like, hey, man, this guy was saying this. It's not true. This also is the man who was going to put out a book called If I Did Do It, This Is How I Do It.
All right.
And it was like, so, I mean, it could be an interesting ride. Could be like the Charlie Sheen Twitter from a few years ago, Tiger's Blood and the Charlie Sheen Truth Tour and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to argue with you that O.J. Simpson is most likely a terrible person.
Yeah.
Not even a devil's advocate will let me do that.
I can't even devil's advocate that.
But I also do not fault a motherfucker for getting away with it.
Wow. I mean,
what'd you expect him to do?
He couldn't get away from it now, like, because all the forensics, but in 94, man, with all, like, the weird crap going on.
Hey
man.
What are you supposed to do? You do something wrong, you try to get out of it.
Yeah, I guess so, man. That's truth. So, I guess, but he's already had some interesting stuff. I did want to give a note. He already has almost 1 million followers.
Yeah.
It's been, like, a week.
Really?
And he also, there was a man who posted a video online. He runs an O.J. Simpson parody account.
I was wondering if you were going to say this. So, I was like, oh, you didn't miss this.
So he was like, so let me show y'all something. Video in his screen where O.J. reached out, was like, you need to get rid of this account. And da-da-da. And the guy was like, welcome to Twitter, bro. Parody accounts are legal. He's a total bro who has the account.
Yeah.
And the guy sent him like a thumbs up and a knife, and OJ sent him a knife back. He said he'd be paying OJ, dude.
Yeah, apparently it got pretty heated there between the two.
Like, the video I saw only showed a few messages back and forth. Did it go even farther?
The guy ended up doing an interview, and I guess he deleted the account because OJ was like, you better get rid of this account, or because you think I'm playing. And he was like, sadly, I don't think you are playing.
If anyone would be playing, it would not be OJ Simpson. The man who innocently didn't kill anyone and robbed his own shit. That was a total setup to send him to jail for the murder anyway.
You think?
I believe He goes to a hotel room to get his stuff back, and somehow someone's there to, like, arrest him. Yeah. Like, that sounds like a... Like, hey, OJ, guess what? Your stuff's in the hotel room. Just go in and get it, man. He's like, okay, I'll go in and get it. Goes in again. They're like, gotcha. It's like Mark Furman sitting on the bed with his handcuffs.
Yeah.
But one note I did want to mention, I did find out, when OJ was in prison, he was still earning his NFL pension. Oh. He made between $400,000 and $600,000 while he was in jail for those 9 years. And... pensions are protected, so he doesn't have to pay 1 cent of that to the $33 million civil suit judgment he has against him. So he gets out of jail after 9 years. He has half a mil chilling. And he's like, that's why we ain't heard from him in 2 years. Now he blew through all that cash. Now he needs some money.
Hey, man, look, I don't know what to tell you. I do not think he is a nice person. Yeah, in fact, I would go as far as to say he is an asshole. But he got away with it, man.
Whether he did it or not, the court called him innocent.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, as far as we're concerned, it's innocent.
Well, I just think it's funny that he gets innocent.
Damn.
And then there's a civil suit brought against him, and they say he owes the Goldmans $33 million. So how are you completely innocent and then you owe the family $33 million?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
That's weird. Anyways, that's all I got on OJ. It should be an interesting ride. I bet you we're going to have an update at some point in the next couple weeks about him.
Yeah, he's 70 years old, man. He ain't going to pay all that money back.
Oh, yeah,
it's
dude.
It's never going to happen.
Oh, also, speaking of weird guys that say fucked up shit, did you see Bill Cosby said something about he still thinks he's like America's dad or something on Father's Day, even though he was like in jail for rape?
How is Bill Cosby giving press statements from Sam Quentin?
Dude, he's...
Huh?
He's...
How is this happening?
He fed the guards Puddin' Pops till they put him on TV.
Let the man get behind jail. Stop putting a camera and a microphone in front of his
face. He's 80-something years old. He's probably senile.
He is a little bit. But still, he's got more money than we will ever have.
Yep.
I'd rather have Bill Cosby's money and be a little senile than be Jonas.
Oh, that
hurt your heart.
Yeah, dude, eating ramen noodles again tonight.
All right, John.
Put a little hot sauce in it tonight.
All my stories suck.
Really? I got a couple decent ones. Man. Mine are not happy stories, though.
I'm saying my story, Jonas.
Go.
All right, 12 light years away, Jonas.
I just read this right before we started the podcast.
And I put it in. So good.
Look at that.
You have a little bit to say on it.
I do.
So 12 light years away, which is about 7.05 times 10 to the 13th miles, which is,
okay.
I don't even know.
But that's closer than any other
most
object in besides the moon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a tiny star that hosts two rocky temperate planets that are almost identical to what Earth has.
They said there could be really old, like 8 billion years or something.
8 billion years. The name of it is Tea Garden Star. It was discovered by a Professor Tea Garden.
I just want to in my life find something and name it Jonas. Just because I can.
You could find your sanity.
Oh, dude, that's never coming back.
Oh, okay. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone for life. Yeah. It is pretty cool that if you, like, find a celestial body, you do get to name it after yourself. Same with, like, flora and fauna around the Earth. If we were able to get, like, a submarine and get to the deepest depths of the Mariana Trench and find some of the shit that they've never discovered down there,
dude.
We could name it the Jonas
Dynamite. I would name a star fish. Starry McStarface, to keep that trend up.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, dude.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
with
that's
the
what
class.
I'm saying. Starry dot Jonas. Starry McStarface dot Jonas. Anyways.
So these two planets, they were discovered in 2003. Or no, I'm sorry. Tea Gardens was discovered.
The star. The sunlight star, right.
And then the planets have been visible, but they had to run some tests to make sure they're actual planets. There's still a chance they might not actually be planets, and they may just be mimicking what planets do because of the way that they have to see them through a telescope.
Right.
Which is, I don't understand it, and this is what I'm talking about. Get ready to get misinformed. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I read
an article. But you say you don't know, you don't guess. You don't be like, yeah, dude, that guy's going to walk there tomorrow. Like, you don't say shit like that.
Why would I say that?
Because that's misinformation. We don't provide all the information. That's not misinformation.
That's still misinformation. That's like the omission is just as much a lie as
lies?
Telling the lie, yeah.
I guess true. I guess what you're talking. I guess, yeah, sure.
All right, look, Jones, look, we ain't professionals.
No.
But I like to think that we're entertaining.
I'm like Anderson Cooper.
Now, let me get back to my boring science shit.
Okay? Dude, science is sweet.
So these two planets could potentially be habitable. They have the right atmosphere. Well, not atmosphere. What was it? The right orbits that could allow liquids and water to trickle down and even puddle. And where there's water, there's life.
Yes.
So the star, the Tea Garden star, only has the mass of about 9% of our sun's mass. So it's very dim. And it's extremely small. It's like 10% the size of our sun, but there's like, I think you can fit 350 Earths into the sun itself.
Right. So you can
350,000 Earths. I don't remember. See, once again, misinformed.
Yeah, dude. So you can only fit a few Earths in the other sun.
They say that Tea Garden A or TGA, it orbits around this Tea Garden star. The TGA is the first planet.
Right.
It orbits around this this sun star. In 4.9 days.
Oh, wow. Their years are fast, dude.
Exactly.
You think you're old now, folks.
It'd be like Monday through Thursday, you go through the whole gambit of weather.
Of a year.
Yeah. So
that would be awesome.
No,
Monday was summer. Wednesday was fucking winter.
It would go from like being like blistering hot to being like, I don't know, man.
That'd be weird.
You're like, well, it's almost Sunday, so I guess we'll have to get out the winter coats.
Yeah, right? Definitely. You'd be like, we can barbecue on Tuesday, but we got to get out the snow shovel on Thursday.
Exactly. And TGC or Tea Garden C, the other planet, is 11.4 days.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but they do not know yet is about the amount of axis rotation that they have.
Oh, so if like the same, so if like, it, yeah. I got you.
And they also don't know the speed of which it orbits around the star. And if it's zipping around super fast, it's not going to be habitable.
Because the force would be too strong.
Exactly. Yeah. Gravitational pull.
Gravitational pull. So they don't know how quick a day is on it. They know how many R days it takes to go around for a year.
Well, I imagine that if you're cutting the weeks in half on the Tea Garden A.
Yeah.
It would probably be half as long for a day, but I don't know. So
okay,
it didn't specify.
Yeah, it was. I read it real quick right before we started, and I was like, "Oh man, I should have had this article for the podcast." And boom, look at this.
I brought it in.
Asking ye, ye shall receive.
Yep, you missed your opportunity.
Yeah, dude.
But that's it, man. New planet out there. Maybe Elon.
We're gonna send something there.
Elon to maybe get us there. You know.
Yeah, they probably will send like one of them rovers.
Yeah.
And like have it like explore.
That'd be cool.
Dude, you know what I want to see? I want to see him drop one of them rovers and like one of them like there's just like a big naked alien standing there and they're like, what the F? Picks it up.
Is that what you want to see?
Yeah, dude.
I think that would be terrifying.
And then they're like, we're coming for you. And they crush it with their hands.
Yeah, and then they just like psychically pulse themselves to our planet and we all die. Thanks, Jonas.
Well, that's what we get for exploring space.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, right, dude.
Once again, even the aliens don't crush bugs in nature. But as soon as you get into the alien domain, that's when they crush you.
Yeah, that's like we were talking about bugs. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's what I was getting at, Jonas.
Dude, like, what do they say? The settled pond has no froth.
What the hell does that even mean?
The sediment is, if you don't mess with the water, there's no waves, man.
Oh.
You start.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Then all of a sudden, you start the waves.
Yeah, but a rolling stone gathers no moss.
Whoa,
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know what
Mick
that
Jagger
means.
Mick Jagger has some moss on him, probably.
He has some moss.
Speaking of rolling stones.
Moss in his pubes.
TNT Dynamite, have you ever found a odd job on the internet?
No.
Like a Craigslist posting. You know, like, they never turn out good. There was, like, the one that was, like, they found the dude, like, buried in the woods because he was like, oh, I want to go farm in Ohio. And then he, like, the guys, like, murdered him. No. You ever heard of that?
No. Is this all about my Backpage profile?
Yes. I found it. You should have disguised it so it was TNT Dynamite.
Yeah, well, you
it was TNT Dynamite, but with two T's. And I was like,
look, man, if you got the money, I got the stuff.
Oh, shit. So this happened in Bethesda, Maryland. A millionaire.
I'm sorry, Jonas. Their E3 show was so bad, dude.
Really? Why'd they screw up so bad? What'd they do?
They were like, hey, we got mobile games for you. You guys don't have phones?
And everybody's like,
no, keep it going.
Skyrim for Android. Everyone's like, yeah.
No, dude, there was a bunch more, but it was bad. Keep going. Bethesda, Maryland.
So there was a millionaire. He was he made his millions from being a stock trader. He's also, I guess, a hacker. So, hacker in quotes. He was 28 years old. He was very, what's the word when you're overly scared of something? Paranoid that North Korea was going to drop nukes.
No.
So he decided he needed a tunnel system under his house.
Uh-huh.
You know, normal shit people do.
Okay.
And they showed a picture of his house. It was like a like 1,200 square foot like ranch house. I'm like, this dude's a millionaire just fucking living in them.
Dude, you'd be surprised how many crazy millionaires there are out there, though.
Yeah, dude, they got lucky, got some money, but they're like a hermit. Yeah. Well, anyways.
Me. So, if I got money.
So he decided to put an ad out online somewhere. I don't know where it said. And they found a 21-year-old boy, man, I guess, that would do it. So what he would do is he would go and pick this man up at his house. But he was very, very secretive about everything. So he made the kid wear blackout glasses every time he picked him up to take him to his house to dig.
Okay.
And he told them that they were digging in Virginia, but they were really digging in Maryland.
Wait a minute. How long of a car ride?
I don't know. Well, Virginia and Maryland are close.
Yeah, but you're not taking me in a car.
Well, right. Dude. Well, here's my thing. If you're a 21-year-old kid and a man shows up to take you to work and he hands you blackout glasses, I'm done. I don't even get it. I don't go any further.
What if he gives you the money up front?
Dude, and it said he was trying to help this kid with a startup company he was trying to do. That's what his payment was. Anyways.
So it was a lot of money.
So basically, it was two stories down from his basement. He had a hole in his basement, two stories, like 20 feet down. The kid dug 200 feet of tunnels.
I heard about this.
Yeah, dug 200 feet of tunnels in, like, different directions or whatever. He would stay down there days at a time. He would eat down there. He would sleep down there. The guy would put a bucket down. He'd piss and shit in a bucket down there. He'd pull it out. Here's the thing, though. What is this kid using to dig? Like a shovel from Dollar General? Like, he's just like... Where the fuck are they putting all the dirt?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Wheelbarrows, I'm guessing.
Those are just... But I guess it did have lights. It did have an air circulation system so you can breathe.
I would hope so.
Well, what ended up happening was this man, this 28-year-old millionaire, was a hoarder. He had so much garbage and trash in his home that there was just paths to get around. And he had daisy chained tons of electric devices all over, running extension cords down into the basement.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, his house caught on fire, and the boy was killed. That was down in his basement because he couldn't get out.
What the hell?
Here's where he got into trouble. Earlier in the day, the boy had texted him and told him that he smelled smoke, to which the man replied, there was just an electrical failure, and he swapped the breaker, everything is okay. So he basically let him stay down there. It caught on fire. The kid, I guess, ended up... somehow when they found him, he was naked, so I'm not sure if he was digging.
Wait, man. So now it's weird. Now it's weird. All right? It was just strange.
So I'm not sure if he was digging tunnels naked or what, he was burnt up. Like, I guess the fire got down to the basement or the heat burned him or whatever. But the millionaire was charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. So I'm not sure how both of those go together, because involuntary means it wasn't on purpose and murder means it was.
Yeah, but second-degree murder is...
The second-degree murder was probably because the kid tried to warn him about something was wrong and he knew that there was...
Yeah.
An issue?
I think they...
And then voluntary was the fire wasn't his fault.
Yeah, they doubled down because, obviously, two different crimes. They're bound to get him on one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's weird. So, he ended up with 21-year sentence, but he only has to serve 9. With 12 of it suspended.
How much was he worth? Did they find that out?
It just said millionaire. It didn't say how many millions it was.
That's crazy, man.
That is... But, like...
It's super unfortunate for the kid.
Yeah, poor kid's just like, I need money to start my company somehow. I'm going to dig tunnels.
Yeah, but Jonas. I don't want to say anything nasty, but natural selection a little bit there.
Yeah, dude, I guess his parents had tried to convince him not to do the tunnels.
Yeah, dude, I'm probably not going to do
the tunnels. Like, if you came home one day and you were like, hey, Jonas, and you probably noticed I ain't been here in a couple days. I've been underneath the eyes of this guy's house digging tunnels. And I'd be like, oh, really? That sounds weird. And you're like... Yeah, dude. And when I get in the car, he gives me the ride, though. I got to wear these blackout glasses. He won't let me know where it is. I'd be like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
I need to know how much he's offering him. That's what I need to hear, Jonas.
That dude, it was probably like $8.
No, it wasn't $8.
I know. Anyways.
I want to know how much he was offering him. If he was helping him with a startup, are we talking $500,000? Because I'm digging tunnels.
For $500,000.
I'll dig a tunnel right now.
For $500,000?
Hell
like,
yeah.
All right. I don't know. It didn't
would
say,
you?
It did not say. Yeah. Blackout glasses and all, dude. load me up with some blackout goggles.
Jonas will bring his own shovel.
Yeah, right. No shit. Give me some Lunchables. I'm good.
All right, Jonas. What do you want to hear, dude? You want to hear this one? Or you want to hear this one?
Oh, this one too.
Let's go with this one, dude.
All right, cool.
All right, Jonas. We were discussing before about a long time ago.
Okay,
it was on the podcast.
Oh, okay,
we discussed about how urine was good for your teeth.
Did we?
Yeah. You said that they were.
It was probably one of my stories.
You said they were able to grow a tooth in urine.
Oh, that's right, dude. You remember the?
Yeah, Jonas.
We do a lot of content, man.
I pay attention, man. So they actually grew a tooth in urine. But did you know, Jonas?
I did not.
That there are other uses for urine.
Oh my God. You're in luck. So, I have all the uses.
So there is, similar to the flat earther movement, there's also this movement for people who use piss for holistic medicine.
Oh, like the people who are like, drink bleach, it's great. Like, but it's piss instead of bleach?
Yeah, Jonas. So
okay.
John W. Armstrong wrote a book called The Water of Life.
Oh my God. Sounds like a dirty, deviant book.
And it tells people about the health benefits of drinking, bathing, using
moisturizing,
rubbing it in your skin.
Ooh.
It also tells you that you can use it. Some people take cups of piss and hold it over their eyes.
Oh, to like
kind of like look into their
to piss, release redness
into their piss shot glasses
straight from the crotch.
Nobody is going as far as to inject the piss, though.
Dude.
But I've seen people drink an entire glass of piss. And and the thing
well,
is,
they say that you can do that to hydrate yourself if, like, worse comes to worse.
Well, that's the thing, dude. Piss can more dehydrate you because of the salt content of it.
Right, that's what I would figure.
But most of these people aren't, you know, you can just get a glass of water if you get thirsty. So they say that piss can heal. These people believe that this drinking and using urine in these ways can heal anything from a toothache to Parkinson's.
Parkinson's? Wow, yeah. They don't even have a real cure for that. And they're gonna, urine's gonna
all you got to do is drink your pee, dude.
Oh,
start
okay.
drinking your pee. All
right.
And there's a quick fact is that it is actually an old soldier's remedy that if you get athlete's foot, if you soak your feet in piss.
Oh, I've actually heard that before.
It actually
dude,
works.
Dude.
So
I think I've had athlete's foot before. Is that where you get the crack underneath your toenail? Like underneath, like say like your toe is here for like right where like it hits your foot. Is that athlete where you get a crack right there? Is that athlete's foot?
I don't know. I just know it's a fungal infection of the foot. That's
okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It can manifest in many different ways.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But usually your feet stink and they hurt a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, piss has so many uses, Jonas. I'm ready to sign up.
Are you?
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna start having bottles of piss in the refrigerator.
And I could just anytime I need it.
Anytime you
I'm glad you helped me out like
just
that.
Just like
dude.
You're like, hey Dynamite, go ahead and get a bottle of water if you're thirsty, dude. You go ahead and get a bottle of piss, all right? You, fam.
You sip Chris. Make me drink piss. Gross, dude.
So by the way, that athlete's foot trick. Also works on jock itch. So if you ever get jock itch, Jonas,
just dip your balls in.
I'll be the man to piss on your crotch, all right?
Thank
you. I got you.
I could just probably piss on my own crotch, right? Just like pee myself? Like that would be the... Okay.
How do you feel about this, Jonas? Are you ready to sign up?
Oh, I'm already in, dude. I've been doing this for years.
No, you have not.
Yeah, dude. I just wanted you to tell the whole story because I like
that is not true.
It's very not true,
dude. If I ever caught you drinking pee, dude, I'm gonna just call off and like have you committed.
Why, dude?
I don't.
It helps,
weird.
Obviously. These men know the difference.
All right. Well, you know, like the thing is that. While this is crazy, and it is crazy, but they might find other health benefits for your own urine. Like I said, the whole athlete's foot and a jock itch thing, which is true. I mean, that is a
use. Urine's sterile, right?
Urine is not as sterile as they tell you because it quickly gets bacteria in it, and especially
like it's sterile coming out of the body. So if like you peed right on the athlete's foot,
I would think that it's probably more sterile in the body. But as soon as it hits the air, man, then the bacteria start growing. Mm, bacteria. That's how bacteria work. And these people are taking piss, putting in mason jars, keeping it in the refrigerator or keeping it in their cupboard. And then they have them
to scoop the mold off the top of it.
And then they're just taking their morning piss down like that.
Oh, dude, that's gross.
See, it is kind of messed up. But the thing is that aside from the book, it's free. So at least they're not taking advantage of anybody. You don't have to send in money like with some scams.
Yeah, I guess so.
If it is a scam. I mean, what's the harm of drinking your own piss?
Dude, don't you think that if drinking pee cured Parkinson's, don't you think they would have like done that?
No.
It's 2019, bro.
Hey, because the cure isn't, I mean, the money's not in the cure.
Yeah, the money's in regulating symptoms.
The government wants us to think we're crazy for drinking piss.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I've seen like therapy sessions where they have like a whirlpool, like hot tub, like a therapy hot tub filled with piss, dude.
Dude,
and they're like, come on down and we'll hook you up with your piss habit.
Dude, I'm done. Done with that.
Yo, you didn't have to see the videos. You go look at some of these videos I had to watch when I was doing research. This is my main story.
I would have just read.
This was my main story. You
man.
Go ahead and let that gestate.
So I'm not gonna put a disclaimer out about this next story. I thought it was fake. But because it's just one of those stories.
Get it together.
So you know
what you got?
I'm all for anything that helps victims of domestic violence. Because I think domestic violence is terrible. Whether it's wife versus husband, husband versus wife, anything, roommates, whoever. Any sort of domestic violence is terrible.
What about husband versus husband, Jonas?
That too.
What about wife versus wife?
Dude, yeah.
What about
Just because you ain't straight don't mean you can't beat your spouse.
What about pansexual and pansexual?
Anybody who wants to, dude. Any sort of domestic violence victim, I have a heartstring for.
Transgender versus...
Sure, dude. Okay. Anything they want to do.
Dog versus cat?
That's not human.
I mean, but it still could be... It happens in the domestic.
Yeah, dude. So that's cool. You ready? You done? Are you good? I said every kind.
You done? I'm just asking.
Giraffe versus hippopotamus.
Oh, John, no. Fuck that. Those dirty giraffes need to be taught a lesson.
All right. So this is from England, Nottingham. I don't know what part of the UK.
Nottingham, I think.
Truth. So they have a great idea. They have determined that victims of domestic violence that have been threatened or attacked with a knife. So it's a very specific form of domestic violence.
Uh-huh.
That they have this idea that they can then replace the knives in their house with blunt knives.
Wait, Jonas, what the hell?
Right. They said, so like I saw a picture. It literally looks like a kitchen knife. And then the end is just like rounded off. And they said it's not mandatory. But if the victims agree, then they'll replace the knives in their house with blunt knives so they cannot be stabbed. But they still function as a regular knife because they're sharp on the bottom. Hold on. Here's the best part. This is a trial. They have 100 of them that they're going to give out and see how it works.
Oh, man, we had less stabbings in the knife houses there.
But here's my thing. Can't they just go buy another knife? Can't they just punch him in the face at that point? Can't they just use a tire iron? Like, I don't understand who thought of this program and would even be like...
Yeah, it just sounds stupid to me.
Well,
like,
right.
Really dumb.
Right, like, but wouldn't you, like, think it had to go through a lot of channels to get to the point where they're all like, I know your man just attacked you with a knife. We got a solution. Here's a blunt knife.
What's the name of the company, Jonas? Do you know?
Nottingham Police.
Does the
police department doing this? That's what I mean. It has to go through a lot of channels.
No, we need to look at where Nottingham is. Nottingham sounds like it's like Kentucky of America.
It's like Florida, UK.
Nottingham, Florida.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I literally thought it was fake, but they had pictures of the knives, and they made sure they put out that, like, There's less chance of recurrence if there's blunt knives in the house. And I'm like, he'll just punch her in the face next time.
Yeah, why don't we just break the arms of everybody in the house? Nobody can assault anybody if everybody's broken arms.
Yeah, you're guilty, broken arms.
Yep.
I just thought...
Honestly, I think that's a fair punishment. You hit your wife, we break your arm.
That would be... I'm a very firm believer of eye for an eye, man.
Wow. Really?
Not firm, I guess. But you know what?
Speak your truth, man.
You get caught stealing,
yeah,
somebody should steal from you. You kill someone, well, they just kill you.
You believe in karma and shit?
Yeah, dude, I believe in karma for sure.
Do you really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I feel if you put out good in the world, good will eventually come back to you. Not saying like tomorrow, but it's going to happen eventually.
Is that the reason that you do good, Jonas, so that you can receive good?
I maybe, but I don't receive a lot of good. So,
all right,
you know, I mean, but bad people put themselves in bad situations that allow bad things to happen to them too. So it's like,
yeah, absolutely.
If you're out there robbing people on the street, eventually someone you rob is gonna have a gun. They're gonna shoot you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You put yourself in harm's way enough times.
Yeah.
So but if you're out there putting groceries in the car for old ladies, maybe one day one will hand you a 20 and say, "Thanks, Sonny. You saved my day."
Thanks, lady. And then I got to give it back to her because I ain't taking your money.
Yeah, right?
Because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, dude. You're a gentleman.
Yeah, Jonas. I do good. I do good, too. I like to put good out there.
Me, too, friend.
I suggest you people do good, too. Speak your truth.
Doing good don't hurt nobody.
Speak your truth in a comment. Name a good deed you did today and tell Jonas he's a jerk.
Yeah, dude. Tell him I'm trash.
It's always good for me.
Yeah, dude, for a laugh. It's cool.
All right, Jonas, my story also takes place in that great place across the pond.
My last one does, too.
Holy crap.
We're on a trifecta of the UK.
It's all UK. I hope you don't have my story.
No, I doubt you have this.
All right. Young man, let's just go ahead and use one of your things. Jonas, have you ever left something in an Uber or on a bus or on a train while you were traveling?
Yes, Dynamite. I've left something in an Uber.
This was like a real question.
That's what you do every time I'm up.
Yeah, but you always ask me something crazy. Like, have you ever sucked a penis? I'm like,
have you ever woke up?
Yes, Jonas. I've sucked penises before. Like, is that what you want?
I have not, but I've heard that does happen. Left stuff in an Uber.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that happens. I've never left anything in an Uber.
Yeah, I believe I've left a bag on the train one time. I had to go down to the and go pick it up, and it was no problem because I didn't have anything illegal in the bed. This guy,
oh jeez,
had a bag full of drugs that he left on a tram.
How do you have illegal stuff and not pay attention to what the fuck and where it's where
it's it is. Not just the illegal stuff, it's the amount of illegal stuff.
That'd be like having a briefcase full of cash and being like, also left that briefcase full of cash on the subway. Like,
dude. Well, he was probably high at the time.
Oh, he's getting high in his own supply. You don't do that.
So his bag, he left his rucksack on a tram. All British words. I don't know what they
rucksack,
mean.
Rucksack. I picture a book bag on a city bus, like a trolley. That's what I'm getting.
I think it was a train.
Yeah, that's cool.
Either Whatever. Way. It contained 25 tablets of a drug, a large amount of white powder.
Drugs. Oh.
White powder.
Some
and
flour. He had some sprees.
And snap bags with rocks in them. Just rocks.
Pop rocks, dude. Yeah, pop rocks, flour, and sprees.
Yeah. He had some geodes. He had a couple of geodes.
What do they call amethyst? He had some amethyst stones.
The thing is that this guy also decided to leave his community payback card in the bag.
Stamps?
No, I'm getting there. His community payback card in the bag as well.
Oh, well,
community payback is the British equivalent to community service for us. So he's already got a record.
Oh, my God.
And so, guess what? That card had his name and address on it. So they knew right who to get a bag to.
Yeah, right? They're like, here you go, buddy. I know you just got done. I know you were just got done helping old ladies and dropped your community service card, and a drug dealer picked it up, put it in the bag with all these drugs, and left it on the train.
So, obviously, they knew who the owner was.
Dude.
So they put up on, I don't know if it was Facebook or something, but they put up... Manchester Police Department wants to reunite owner with his lost property. Deal or no deal.
Oh, Jesus.
Might as well turn yourself in, motherfucker.
At that point, dude, they're coming to get you regardless.
God, yeah, coke, crack, and I don't even know what the pills could have been. But I guess they could have been anything.
Well, it could have been like ecstasy or something. If it was like a tablet or whatever. Yeah. Who knows,
dude,
man.
He was ready for the month, dude. He was going
to
be
sick. It was probably his fucking way to pay his rent. Eh? So.
Don't got to pay rent in jail.
There was a man named Charlie Line.
Chaplin.
He wanted to do a protest against the practices of the Film Censor Board in the United Kingdom. It's called the BBFC.
The BBFC?
Yeah. I guess I didn't think about that at the time. But yes, that is what it is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what, I don't know what his, I didn't say what his problem was. He thought that they were unfairly giving ratings to movies, etc.
Okay.
So he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
Cost $1,000 to submit a film.
Mm-hmm.
And then the longer the movie is, it costs more money. So he's like, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to do a movie that they don't want to see. And the more money you donate, the longer I will make this movie. So he collected, I think it was like almost 6,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Which was enough to make a 607-minute movie.
What?
Which was 10 hours and 7 minutes. What this movie was, it was a single shot of white paint drying on a brick wall. Because they are required to watch the full length of every movie that is paid to be submitted to be graded. They did watch the whole thing, and they gave it a rating of U, which I have no idea what it means. It's probably G, like the equivalent of G in America, because what is wrong? So that was him sticking it to the man, and they made sure in the article to put that the censors, it wasn't a big deal to them because they watch all sorts of content, so it didn't bother them in the slightest.
It was literally watch paint dry.
For 10 hours.
Jeez.
But he had enough people to donate to have that done. So I thought.
So 6,000 pounds is about $7,500. $539.
Yeah.
That's not bad, man. I mean, honestly, it didn't cost much for production.
Yeah, he just set up a camera and just painted the wall, and that was it.
He didn't change.
They said it was a single shot of just a white wall with wet paint on it.
Dude, that would drive me nuts.
They're just sitting there like, oh, this is enthralling. I love the way he caught the light on that. You know, like film people are.
I imagine that they probably watched it and then they just decided to have a conversation in the room. They're like, all right, I see what this is.
Well, they're like, ooh, it's called White Wall. Ooh, it sounds exotic.
Yeah, like and you then, really got to watch it
and then,
to
like,
understand.
In 2 minutes in, they're all like, ooh, I wonder where this is going.
Yeah.
5 minutes in, they're like,
oh. That's how real artists. No, see, I like what he did here when he did nothing. He really did something.
Oh, it's about his plight against society.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. His life is like a drying wall of paint.
See, you see how that speck right there dried? Oh, my God.
Do you see that one part? It's running. He applied too much paint on purpose to represent the struggle of the weight bearing down on his soul.
Like they're like having like, oh, my God, it's too beautiful.
Yeah, I got an Academy Award. So, but yeah, man.
Still better than Dark Phoenix.
Oh, I've heard that was bad. They said that has the worst. It was the worst rated X-Men movie of all of them, and that was the equivalent of their Endgame for 10 years of X-Men movies.
It was bad.
Did you go see it? I will go see every X-Men movie guy.
I have never been that guy, but I just.
I mean, you do all the Marvel shit.
I was reeling off of. I've never watched X-Men movies because they're always bad. But I was reeling off of Endgame, and I was just like, it's a Marvel movie, and it's not good.
Did you go see it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I almost did. I still know it's bad.
Yeah, man.
Go see it, everybody.
I don't watch a lot of the Marvel movies.
You don't watch movies at all, dude.
I do watch movies.
No, you watch The Office.
I do watch The Office.
You watch The Office. You watch that one show.
Parks and Rec.
With the, like, the Archie people on it. What's that show?
Archie people?
Yeah, it's like the guys.
Riverdale?
And they're
not, I don't watch that shit.
No, it's got the other Archie people. They look like they're Archie people.
They look like they're Archie people.
Yeah, what's the show I've come out here watching? The Good
Parks
Places?
And Rec? Oh, I watched that one time.
Was it The Good Place?
Yeah, it was A Good Place. I watched through it once.
I've actually heard that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's decent. Parks and Rec, The Office. My attention span is like a nanosecond.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I don't realize
dude,
it.
Dude, Noah Noah said it best in Wayne's World. He said, the attention span of today's youth is measured in nanoseconds. And that was in 1990, dude. Imagine how slow it is now.
Ritalin?
Much? No, I've never had it before.
I don't suggest you do.
Nah, dude, I'm good.
I love you just the way you are.
Jesus. I love myself. Take a long time to get to the point of that.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're there now.
You're not every day, most of them.
Do you want to add his talk on the channel right
now? You know, sometimes, TNT, I wake up, but it's hard to get out of bed. No, I'm joking.
Do you want me to hold you?
No.
Come here, dude. Do it for the channel.
That is all the time that we for today's episode.
Do it for the channel.
Thank you so much for watching. We do appreciate every person watching the show.
You can't hug your bro?
No bro hugs today. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, on SoundCloud, Spotify.
Give me my flowers while we're alive, Jonas.
I will put them on your grave. All right, but for Jonas
and TNT Dynamite,
we are
Testicles
out.